I think that we're right, actually, just at the beginning. I think we just started last time with the Chobos HaLevavos. Now, after describing the ingredients, the traits that a person would have to have, an individual would have to have for us to be able to have bitochon in them, then he describes, then he goes and shows how Hashem has these traits. We mentioned that it's easier to talk about an abstract because there's no resistance. When we talk about Hashem, there may be more resistance. Now, it's very interesting because we're talking about Hashem with all of his positive qualities, but sometimes even positive qualities can be a little bit threatening. We know Hashem is so good, is so this, is so that, everything. So it puts a burden on us. Hey, we better behave properly. And there's always human resistance to any kind of pressure. So first you have the moshul, and then, oh, you see the moshul, this is what's necessary. Well, it happens to be that Hashem has these things too. And that makes it easier, make more palatable. But I think there's something else here that has to be pointed out as well. And that is from my vast experience with dealing with people, especially with youth, but with others as well. Not everybody has a totally proper and positive and accurate picture of Hashem. Now, of course, I don't mean a picture because there is no picture in that sense. But many people have warped ideas about Hashem. Some think that there must be things that he can't do. Everything, anything, the greatest miracle. You know, they have trouble with that. Yeshua Hashem, terrifying like the blink of an eye. It's hard to conceptualize. They don't deny it, but I'm not sure. Comes to midos of chesed, rachum v'chanun, erech hapayim, v'itzeh chesed la'alofim. There, the events, the current events of, unfortunately, often give us a concern of worry, like, there's challenges, there's difficulties, there's pain, there's tragedy, and therefore we sometimes allow it to taint the image that we have of Hashem. So I think these paragraphs, these statements that in this parak, I think are very critical because they also help us, besides enabling us to find the strength that bitochen, they also give us a more positive, realistic idea of who Hashem is. And that, of course, is necessary for bitochen. And that's really critical for everything we do in life. Okay.
Why do you think people struggle with that? What do you think the root of that struggle is?
Well, the root of the struggle is that something you can see and you can touch and you can break down, or you can break down in the laboratory, you can analyze. That seems to be, okay, now I got it, I know what it is. Some things I can't see, that I don't hear, it's abstract. It's not really, we're understanding it in human terms, but it's not a human being. So it makes life difficult for people. It's confusing. And then that's one, that's in general. And number two, besides that, we see confusing things going on in the world. We talk about Hashem's chesed, yet we see things that confuse us and we make us think twice. Where is the chesed? Where is the rachamim? So the confusion of human existence I don't know if it directly confuses, but it taints the clarity of that concept. It certainly taints the infinity of the appreciation of the extent of Hashem's chesed, the extent of Hashem's rachamim, the extent of Hashem's koiches. So as human beings, we can only imagine so much, and we see things that seem to be to the contrary, it gets confusing. Now, I don't think it gets confusing for most of us on a very conscious, basic level. But since there are infinite levels of clarity and infinite levels of confidence and infinite levels of understanding the depths of Hashem and his chesed and his rachamim and all of his midos. So on some level, it can weaken us a little bit, and therefore we constantly need strength. So therefore, I think that it's worthwhile that we review this this information here. So we're up to the third. I think this is the third one. She'eno, it's page in these things. It's 59 in the Shar Bitochon, the art scroll. V'shehu chocham v'lo yenutzach. He's two things. He's a chocham. He's wise, and he's also all powerful. Two things very important: wise and all powerful. If he's not so wise, then has a lot of power, but he doesn't know how to use it, doesn't know how to maneuver it, doesn't know when to apply it. It's not enough to be powerful, but it's also not enough to be a chocham. Because if I'm a chocham and I don't have any koyach, there's a guy Nebuch. He had a tragedy, and he wrote a book trying to explain tragedy, and his thesis was utterly absurd. His thesis was Hashem was good, but he's not in power, can't do everything that he wants to do. And of course, we know that that's absurd, but we have to constantly understand that. And there are times when people can, you know, wonder because things don't seem to add up exactly the way they would have thought. And it's beyond what we can comprehend. Okay, she's chocham, he's a chocham, and he's all powerful. Chacham lev ve'amitz koyach. He's the chacham lev, the wise of heart and strong of koyach, and me hiksha elov v'yishlam. Who can stand up against him and be successful? He's all powerful, and he's all, I guess, in both of these things, you can't stand up against his chokhmah. You can't stand up against his power. So he really puts us in place. V'omar, Kol Hashem Hagdulo, the greatness of Hagvura, power of Atiferes and glory, v'hanetzach in eternity, v'ha'oid and beauty, v'ksiv Hashem Elokecha b'kirbeich, gibor yoshia. That's a pasuk which seems so fair just to his strength. He's b'kirbeich, gibor yoshia. He's the mighty savior. He's the mighty one who can save. And that, I think, is also very important. Hashem Elokecha b'kirbeich. That pasuk is important to stop on for a moment because we have to realize, you know, if we think of Hashem, he's Gibor Yoshi, he's the all-powerful. But if he's remote and he's far away and he's distant, so well, he's right here. He's right here. He's Bashomayim. He's Mashpile Lerois. He looks down from Oyin Kodshoy to see what's doing here. So as far as we're concerned, he's Bekir Beich, and therefore we can certainly be more reliant on his Gvura, because it's not something he has to travel long distance, or he may not be fully aware of what's going on, but he has it all. V'shu misyached b'anhogas ha'odom mitchilas inyonoi v'scholas giduloi. And he has been focused, he knows everything about us from the beginning of our existence. Hascholas gidul, we began to grow. Haloi hu avicho, konecho hu oscho, vayichonenecho. He's your father. He's your creator. He made you, and the mela, since he has done that, so that you can rely. That he has all the knowledge that's necessary. You know, sometimes we know a lot, but there are hidden, buried secrets. We had a trauma in our youth. We had some different event. There's some genetic component that maybe a doctor or a therapist or a person or a spouse may not be aware of. But Hashem created us. He wrote the blueprint. He created us from the blueprint. So there isn't room to think for a moment that there's anything about us that he doesn't know. And therefore, we can be totally reliant that he has the full picture. We, unfortunately, we deal with people and we want to influence them. We want to get something from them. We want to work with them. We want to partner with them. But we don't really know the depths of what's going on. We weren't with them. We didn't see them grow up. We didn't. Sometimes spouses even have trouble in this area because they had different upbringings and they had different challenges. They had different, they went through different traumas. And if they're not aware of, then they don't know the triggers. They don't know the pain. They don't know. They don't know. So Mamela with Hashem, that's not an issue. He created us. He made us. He formed us. And right from the very beginning. Okay. V'omar, olecho nismachti mibetin mimei imi ato goizi. Says, I was relied on you from the time I was within my mother's stomach and inside my mother. And you're the one that took me out. You're the one that birthed me, so to speak. And therefore, you know everything. V'omar, haloi kecholov tat. This is like just like it's the preparation of milk and you pour milk and you make cheese, and he nurtured our whole existence, and the Mela, there is nothing that he doesn't know about us, and therefore he has the total picture. There's another piece. He's the Chochem, and he's the all-powerful. That should be enough. He could do everything. He has the full power. There's nothing that he can't do. But you know, we have a little bit of problems with that. I'm fine believing that he has more power than you do. But it's a different level of nisoyin for me to think that he has more power over my life than I do. Ah, I am the captain of my fate, Walt Whitman said. I'm the master of my soul, right? Did I get it right? Anyway, so this is a person has that ego. A person has that sense of, oh, me, you know, you're a schwachinke. No. He says, your accomplishments and your damage are not in your hands. Only, as the Pasuk says, Mize Omavate Hashem Loitziva. There's nothing that a person can say that can bring into existence if Hashem didn't command it. Everything is his control and his responsibility. From Hashem, do not go out Rois and Loisate Rois Vahatoiv. I guess that means, let me see what he says about that. It's like a rhetorical, like a question from Hashem. Doesn't go out. Rois v'hatoiv. Everything is from Hashem. No matter what it is, there is nothing that we can do. V'omar yovesh chotzir novel tzitzu dvar Hashem. People wither away like flowers, like plants that disappear, but the word of Hashem remains forever. The Omar, Ochein Chotzir Ho'om. That's also the same type of an idea that people are like grass. They could disappear. Hashem is in control. He explained this. In the Mama Harshlishi, so we'll see. Shenivoso Koleles Bechastoy Soyvev. Nidivosoy. Very important to realize about Nidivosoy, his generosity, his kindness, his giving. This is something that without that, so I'll see, oh, he is all powerful and he cares and he this and he that. But you know, sometimes I see it doesn't seem to be forthcoming. No, we have to know that it's always forthcoming. It includes everything. So even when it doesn't seem to appear that way to us, we know that it's always needed. Everything, his kindness is constantly surrounding everything we do. Hashem is toiv to all, and is rachamav al kol ma'asov, And this is important to point out, that Kol Masov includes Rishoyim as well. We sometimes put Rishoyim in a different category. Rachamov al Kol Masov. Tev Hashem lakol. Now, sometimes the punishment is the good and the rachamim that the Rosha has to get, because that's a kapora for him and that will change his life and so forth. But it's rachamo al kol masav omar. They say lechem lechol boso kilonim chasto. He sustains with lechem. He gives sustenance. He gives food. He gives parnosa to every lechol boso, every flesh, because kilonim chasto, because his chesed is eternal. And I think this is important to keep in mind too. Kilonim chasto. We pointed this out on different occasions. He renews Ma'aseh Bereishis every day, because it says who makes the Orim Gedolim. We pointed out that the Altum Slavotka says that this refers to renewing, recreating the world for each individual. Every individual on the face of the earth, Tzadik, Verosha, everyone, he recreates the world every day. And what's the raya? Because it says, he doesn't explain, but it says, I believe, kila oilam chastri. The same chesed that he did for Adam HaRishon and Gan Eden, creating one man, and not even because of his tzidkis that he accomplished, because he accomplished nothing yet. As we learned in the Arat Sofon, because of his koyach habachira, which the Rosh also has. He exercises it in the wrong way. But he has that godless, the koyach habachira. Hashem created Adam and gave him a Gan Eden and everything in this world because of the godless of his koyach habachira, the ability to choose between good and evil. And Hashem does the same thing every single day, because le'olam chasto, that chesed hasn't diminished. So if he would create the whole world for all of us all together every day, that would be diminished. So he does exactly what he did for the Rishon, for each and every individual, recreating the world. If we think of Hashem's chesed in such a dimension, then it really changes our attitude about a lot of things. And sometimes we have to pause and we say, well, I don't understand. There's so many things going on. Life is so difficult. But when you stop and pause and think, yes, it's true. It is difficult. There's problems. There's this, there's that. But on the other hand, kila oilam chasdo. It's all chesed. Chesed, he created the world. The purpose which he created the world is chesed, and he continues to bestow the same chesed that he did to Adam HaRishon, which is because he had that koyach habechira, he gave him Gan Eden and eternal life and everything. Kila oilam chasdo. Of course, I guess that's limited by the klola the two klolas, I guess, the klola of miso and the klola of bezeh sapecha toich alechem. So I guess those two are not... Not a
stereotype. Could you explain ki le'olam chasto? Like, what is that addressing? Because le'olam chasto, but like, is if that's
no,
describing?
No, that's why. No, it's what it says is all these things. Let's say what we said here. Noisin lechem l'chol boso. You know why he gives lechem l'chol boso? For the same reason that he created on Mishkila, ki le'olam chasto. His chesed is eternal. The chesed that he, that's it. In other words, it's coming from that source of chesed. It's not kilam chasto. He has a little bit of chesed, so he gives. No, I said lechem lechol boso, because his chesed.
No, I understand, but what's his lashon of ki le'olam chasto? Why not just because Hashem is only chesed?
No, that's it. No, meaning, because that's his chesed.
Isn't that a funny way of saying ki le'olam? Why do you have to go back to Adam Rishon? Today, every day, and every action of Hashem is malei chesed. What's that? Le'olam chasto. Like,
I'll tell you why, because Adam HaRishon was the first example. We see an example of the ultimate chesed. The ultimate chesed. You see Hashem's chesed in action, creating an entire universe for one human being because he had this godless of the koyach habechira. Then we say, everything he does is kilolam chasto, because that chesed that was on demonstration there in the ultimate is le'olam chasto.
But why do we have to go back to that in order to feel it? Why can't it just be because Hashem is malei chesed?
Same level of chesed.
That was the highest level of chesed ever.
Do you live in Gan Eden?
Yes,
you do. Okay, I must tell you that when I told over my Rebbe Shia, the Rosh Hashiva Shia, to one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim years ago, and they said to me, "You leapt in Gan Eden. You're living in Gan Eden." He was so nispoiled how beautiful this year was. So yeah, you're right. We had our own little Gan Eden here, but other Rishon probably had a bigger Gan Eden even than that. So that's the best I could do on that. I just want to finish up this piece here because we want to move to the next chapter next time. Okay, Paseches Yodechu Maspial Chol Chayrotz, and also you open your hand and you satiate for every living creature according to its rots. Now some say according to the rots of the creature, some say according to the rots of Hashem, but it's the same thing. First of all, Derech Sherodom Roitz Aleilech Melichenoy So. So they both amount to the same thing, that Hashem satiates all rotzen, whether it's his rotzen for us, maybe that's even greater, or it's our rotzen, but he opens his hand. And from here, we see one thing. The Chazal say, Gedula, a parnos is greater than Geula. Because by Geula, it says, Hamalach HaGoyel. And parnosa is only al yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Paseach es yodecho. You open your hand, umaspi al chol chai rotzen. It's as if he signs the checks himself. Okay, the haseichel goizer v'hikovetz ele hashiva in yonim bebor yisala, and seichel dictates that with all of these things gathered together about Hashem mibli mibilti hanivroim, besides, and no, none of the Ephraim have this, none of the creation. He says, therefore, I brought all of these psukim from the pasuk lezikoron bilvod. That's very interesting. He says, seichel dictates all of these things. Now, what does it mean, seichel dictates? I guess when you look around the world and you see all the chesed, seichel will dictate that you know all of this about Hashem. And that's a very big chiddush, because there are things that are confusing me about Hashem. But after everything is saying that seichel can dictate, and you can come to these realizations with seichel alone. But he says, but still he brought them from the psukim for the purpose of just remembering these milas that he has. In other words, even though we could figure this out ourselves, but the psukim, you know, remind us, the psukim strengthen that realization, don't allow us to forget. I would add to that, I don't know if that's exactly what it means, but sometimes when we get confused and we think, I don't know, I don't see it, this seems to me counterintuitive, it sounds like it's not there. The psukim says, "Ishteit geschriben in the Torah," that's the ultimate truth. If the Torah says that he's maspial chol chai rotzin, if the Torah says that he's noisen lechem l'chol bosor, if the Torah says that he's all these things that we said, then that reinforces it, and there's no room to forget it. Even though temporarily I might try to forget it, or I might be motivated to forget it because it seems a little confusing. Let's just finish this paragraph. This becomes clear to a person, and he strengthens his recognition and the truth of Hachesed Hashem. Yiftach by, he will trust him. V'yemoser elav, and he'll turn himself over to him. He has such trust that he'll give his life over to him. V'yoniach hanogoso olav, and put all of his actions on him. He's going to take care of everything. Not, I don't do anything, he takes care. And also v'yemoser elav is very important. When a person dedicates his life to Torah and mitzvahs, it's an expression of trust in Hashem. Why am I dedicating my life to Torah and mitzvahs? There it is, because I trust Hashem that that's the right way, that that's the good way. I won't be choshed him. I did this. It looks to me a little suspicious. How could he do such a thing? I know all these things about him. I'm not going to be choshed that he was anything other than molei chesed rachem. And he won't get angry at something, because why did you do this to me? I will lift up the kais Yeshuas and call in the name of Hashem, the Omar, Sora the Yogan Emtsor. Sometimes I'll find, instead of Yeshuas, I'll find sorrow and pain and suffering. With Hashem Hashem Ekra, and I call out in the name of Hashem at the same. Because David HaMelech said that he appreciates whether it's positive, whether it's negative, whatever it seems on the surface, whether it seems good or bad on the surface, David HaMelech knew that it was all good from Hashem, and therefore he called out equally under both situations. Okay, we're up to the third perek, which I guess is page 66, but I'm told that we're going to have a couple of sessions on the Bitochen from the Haggadah, Bitochen from Pesach, so I guess we'll try to go for that next week. Okay, all the best. Call to a gute Nacht.